now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
The Irish Farmers Association has called on poultry flock owners to adopt what they called a laser-like focus on biosecurity. After confirmation yesterday of bird flu on a second commercial turkey farm. The latest outbreak was detected in a flock on a farm near Kells in Meath. Yesterday, the Department of Agriculture issued an order that all poultry and captive birds be kept indoors to prevent the spread of avian flu from next Monday. A similar so-called housing order comes into force in Northern Ireland today. Here's our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox.
The confirmation of two bird flu outbreaks on separate farms within 24 hours has heightened fears of the disease spreading among commercial poultry flocks. On Tuesday, cases were detected on a Carlow turkey farm, the first outbreak in a commercial flock here since 2023. Then last night, there was confirmation of a second bird flu outbreak on a bigger turkey farm near Kells in Meath, which it's understood supplies turkeys to the major supermarkets. The Department of Agriculture has announced a housing order for poultry and captive birds that takes effect from Monday. A similar measure is in place for Northern Ireland from today. However, the Irish Farmers Association has called on producers to house their birds now if they can and to adopt a laser-like focus on biosecurity amid the increased risk of bird flu.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will begin a two-day official visit to Belém in Brazil today to take part in the COP30 Leader Summit. The event is expected to set the tone for climate negotiations over the coming 2 weeks. Mr. Martin will attend the opening session of the summit before delivering Ireland's national statement. He will also endorse the establishment of a global financial mechanism to protect tropical rainforests, which environmentalists say are the lungs of the planet. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
Over the next 2 days, the Taoiseach will join leaders at two thematic sessions to discuss climate issues of common concern ahead of the COP30 climate negotiations, which formally begin in Belém beside the Brazilian Amazon next Monday. He will also attend a lunch hosted by President Lula and endorse a new initiative to save tropical rainforests being championed by the Brazilian president. It is a declaration to establish a finance mechanism called the Tropical Forests Forever Facility to channel large-scale finance to countries that keep rainforests standing. Negotiations to establish and operationalise the facility and ensure that it will be used properly to prevent the exploitation and degradation of tropical rainforests will be part of the climate talks. Speaking ahead of his attendance, the Taoiseach said COP30 is a particularly important event for Ireland because the next COP will take place while Ireland holds the presidency of the European Union, and so Ireland will lead the negotiations for the EU at COP31.
The US Department of Transportation is to begin cutting flights from tomorrow because of the continuing government shutdown, now the longest on record. Air traffic controllers have been working without pay for more than a month, forcing many to take up other jobs. The US Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said this was causing a staffing shortage. He also said that if the shutdown continued, there would be a 10% reduction in air traffic across 40 major airports.
What we're finding is that our air traffic controllers, because of the financial pressures at home, are taking side jobs. They need to put food on the table, gas in the car, pay their bills. And so because of that, we have seen staffing pressures throughout our airspace. Those who travel will see that we've had more delays. We've had more cancellations. We do not want to see disruptions, but our number one priority is to make sure when you travel safely.
More than 100 people are reported to have died in the Philippines because of damage caused by a typhoon. A larger number of people is reported missing. The government in Manila has declared a state of emergency. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be cloudy with fog and mist patches at first. There'll be widespread rain and drizzle in northern parts and scattered showers elsewhere. The rain and drizzle will mostly clear northwards this morning, but with patchy outbreaks lingering over western parts. There'll be bright spells further east, but with scattered showers also. Today will be mild with highest temperatures ranging from 12 to 16 degrees.